In today's episode, we talk about cries for restoration without deep repentance. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I am your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. Now today, you guys, as I reflect on the reading in the McShane Bible reading plan we had today, I was drawn specifically to Psalm 80, where we see the psalmist multiple times crying out for restoration. Now, we talked about restoration not too long ago, but specifically we were talking about it in regards to the gracious and generous grace of God that we should emulate as we look to restore our fallen brothers. And we also talked about those who have fallen and how they need not live in a place of shame once they've repented and fully returned to God. The difference that I see, however, in this passage and what we talked about in previous conversations is I don't see a full recognition on the part of the psalmist of their own disobedience, their own culpability, and their accountability that they need to have before a perfect and holy God. Multiple times he says, restore us, O God. Let your face shine so that we may be saved. He says, give us an ear, like give us your ears. Listen to us, listen to our prayers. Like, how long will you forget our prayers? How long will you no longer hear us? And the fact of the matter is, the ear of God is not something that we just have as a right. Like, that is something that actually is a result of our rightful response to God. We've talked in previous episodes about what can shut down our prayers, and the psalmist here doesn't really demonstrate that he has a real clear understanding of why God is not hearing their prayers. He talks about how, you know, God is their shepherd and how he brought them out of Egypt and how they were once flourishing, thriving. Like, he does the comparison of them to the vine, right? Throughout scripture, we see the people of God called the vine, Christ as the root of the vine, and each one of the individual believers are the branches. And he talks about how the vine was flourishing, but not anymore. Like, it was spreading, it was growing, it was taking deep root, but not anymore. And now the enemies are coming against them. And so really what he's experiencing now is the pain that resulted from their disobedience, that resulted from the way that they've turned away from God. And I find it interesting that rather than he says, like, we're going to return to you, we're coming back to you. No, he says, turn back to us, O God. As though it was God that turned away. Now, he shut down the prayers. He's not listening right now because they are walking in disobedience. And I even thought it was interesting. There was a passage there later on in the psalm where he says, give us life and we will call upon your name. What? Like, I'm not trying to get mad. Like, I appreciate this passage because it's often a real reflection of the way that we pray, the way that we cry out for God, the way that we seek restoration and all that God has promised to his faithful children. But we cry as though we are those that are being faithful. We cry as though that we are those that are walking in obedience. And the reason God wasn't hearing their prayers was because one of many reasons, but most likely because of their disobedience. And he doesn't, there's not a repentant heart really on clear display that I hear from, you know, Psalms like, you know, give me a clean heart. This is no restore us. Like, I'm crying more for what was lost, what we don't have right now, than I am for a clean spirit, than I am for removal of sin. And that is not the path towards restoration. You're pleading for God's grace, but you're not asking for God's forgiveness. We should always begin from the place of recognizing our sin. And I don't fully grasp the depths of what he's saying in Psalm 80, but what I see is someone who wants the grace of God, but who has not yet fully embraced where their culpability is and the fact that they aren't yet experiencing God's thriving. Now, guess what? Sometimes you could be experiencing pains. You could be experiencing, you know, the onslaught of the enemy and not be in sin, right? Like, that can be true. But I think it's always wise of us as we come before the throne in the midst of our pain, like with a voice that says, like, search me out, oh God. Like, is there sin that I'm not even aware of, Lord God? Like, please hold me on your balances and weigh me right now, Lord God. I want to be found worthy. I want to be found faithful, Lord God. Cleanse me, do the work so that I would experience yet again the full embrace of all of your grace, you know? And I don't know, I don't fully see it there. So I, nevertheless, here's the main point of what I want to say as I'm on my way to work today. Sometimes I rhyme sometimes, but anyways, we would be wise to really, really, really focus on our place in God's grace. And our place in God's grace is chasing down forgiveness, chasing down more and more of his presence. And the greatest barrier for us experiencing his presence, experiencing his peace, his shalom, right, is our sin. Our sin. So if we would be attacking with all sorts of vigor any sin that we see in our lives, knowing that we can't defeat it, but seeking him not simply for his blessing, but for his power against sin. Like that right there, I want to continue to be my focus. And I know we can never be in the sin management business, but we definitely need to be in the consistent habit of fleeing from temptation, repenting of any sin, and asking God to seek us out, search us out for any undiscovered sin, so that we would have lives that demonstrate the grace and mercy of God that is true for those that have called upon his name, so that we would have lives that represent him to a fallen world, and we would have lives that would really be experiencing the full peace-giving presence of God, all right? So let us make that the cry of our hearts as we seek restoration from our Heavenly Father. I'm not going to close my eyes, but I'm definitely going to pray. Father God, we thank you so much for your grace, your mercy that is on those that have called upon your name. We don't wait for life to call on your name, but we thank you because of your grace, we have the mind to seek you, Lord God. So we thank you for your never-ending grace on us, Lord God, that calls us to you, back to your throne, back to a place of prayer over our own brokenness, Lord. And so we just say, seek us out. Help us to see more and more of our need for you, Lord God, in our daily lives. And Lord, we do ask that your face would shine again. We do ask that we would be saved. We do ask for restoration and revival. But Lord, we pray first and foremost that you would restore in us a heart that desires to be clean. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, go today and seek out God. Seek his grace and mercy and know that he is going to respond in favor for those who call upon his name. All right? Love y'all. Be blessed and be a blessing.